The window of opportunity to conduct a Christmas bird count, with a small army of observers in some cases, many traveling from elsewhere in New England to participate, is small, and the counts are planned a full year in advance. Sadly, bird mortality is a reality and a big part of winter in this region. The longer and colder it gets, the harder it is for overwintering birds, particularly land birds, to survive. Hence, counts run during the first week of the period in New England have an advantage over counts run later in the period in terms of what lingering birds might be found. The longest-running counts generally have the choice of the first weekends, and this is surely an advantage in terms of total number of species seen. The whole Christmas bird count season is one of helpful and friendly competition. For example, the compilers of neighboring counts always come to help on other people's Christmas bird counts. It is a team effort, and friendly cooperation is the rule, not the exception amongst area birders. The Mid-Cape count was conducted on Saturday, December 22nd, encompassing a lot of the Mid-Cape area, including all or parts of the towns of Barnstable, Yarmouth, Dennis, and Sandwich. This year, despite less than great weather, this count hit it out of the park, recording a whopping 145 species. This total is so high that Peter and Jeremiah Trimble, the compilers, are still grinning. Merry Christmas indeed! Amongst the highlights is what I believe is a new bird for any North American count, an egret from the Old World called a little egret. This Eurasian egret is extremely rare in North America and is remarkably similar to a snowy egret. At any rate, this bird had been found a few weeks ago in Hyannis, but had not been seen for about 10 days. To have it found on the Christmas bird count by Blair Nicula of Harwich was a very special treat. Most years, any egret on a Christmas bird count is a highlight. This year, there were not only the little egret, but a snowy egret and two great egrets as well. Other notables on the Mid-Cape count were a covey of 7 bobwhite quail, a semi-palmated plover, a western sandpiper, 5 species of owls, 6 yellow-breasted chats, and a Wilson's warbler. All the counts that have been conducted so far have been really good, with very high species totals. The fall has been mild, and many unexpected species have been turned up. This coming weekend, both the Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Christmas counts are slated for Saturday, December 29th and Sunday, December 30th. Anticipation, as always, runs high for these counts, and I will talk about them in the new year. A belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Until next year, keep your eyes to the sky.